Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from Ezekiel chapter 33, and we're reading verses 7 to 11.
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. So hear the word I speak, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die, and you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways, that wicked man will die for his sin, and I will hold you accountable for his blood. But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways, and he does not do so, he will die for his sin, but you will have saved yourself. Son of man, say to the house of Israel, this is what you are saying. Our offences and sins weigh us down, and we are wasting away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as surely as I live, declares the Sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Turn! Turn from your evil ways. Why will you die, O house of Israel?
Our focus is on verse 11. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. This may come as a surprise, especially when we consider some of the evil that has been done by one against another. The Israelites felt that they had gone too far with their wickedness and rebellion against God. How then can we live? Was their cry. It was as if they felt that God would be pleased to be rid of them. But not so. God wants all men everywhere to repent and turn from their wickedness whilst they have the breath of life. Look at Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. Death is not just the end of life on earth, but also the end of any hope for repentance and change. Some people today feel that they can never be accepted by God, that their sins are too great, that they have fallen too far. But the cry of God is still, turn, turn from your evil ways. However far we have fallen, whatever wrong we have done, whilst there is breath in our bodies, then we can turn in repentance away from our sin and towards a God who can forgive, heal, and restore. Unlike us, who can find it hard to forgive, the Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love, and forgiving sin and rebellion. Numbers chapter 14 and verse 18. A prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you want all people to come to you for salvation. Help me to share your heart for those who do not yet know you, and to see them as you see them. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.